The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. We are in the midst of the healthcare detective on the case, his own. And for those of you, and there are now many who have been following this, Frank joins us from his still fever, on and off at his clinical trial for Novartis that is conducted at the University of Pennsylvania. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Jill.
Did I get that right?
You got it exactly right. And this is the week of reckoning. Gone through the trial.
Okay.
To its completion, actually. And now it's the doctors leaning over and telling me, okay, buddy, here's how it worked out for you. Now, before I give you that reveal, right? I watch a lot of TV. You got to keep the reveal a secret.
Yeah, you got to wait till later. But when did they spring you? Did they sprung
when did
you
they,
even
I'm
with
hardly,
the fever?
I'm hardly sprung, actually.
Okay.
I still have these fevers, which I've had now for 18 out of 19 days. But here's the thing about trials, that you volunteer for these things. They're not set up for you. They're set up to learn about the medicine. In this case, they wanted to learn about what the maximum dose is that a patient could take for a particular protein that I have. I've got too much of this stuff. It's called BCMA. It camouflages my cancer cells. So my immune system, my regular immune system, doesn't recognize it as cancer, just floats on by. So what we did 6 weeks ago, I came down to Philly. They put a needle for out in one arm, a needle for in the other. They ran it through a little noisy machine, and little by little, this little bag filled with peach-colored fluid. And it's funny, the nurses, that's what they look for, actually. They gauge the color, because our blood is in stripes, really. And they just gauge the color. They're looking for this. They're looking for the peach stuff. That's really all they want. Well, the peach stuff are T cells. We all have these T cells, and they're super disease fighters, super cancer fighters. So then they grab a little bag of T cells. They ran them down over to the lab where there's a resident genius named Carl June here at the University of Pennsylvania. He added the magic sauce, the medicine that is actually licensed to Novartis. And they turned my little bag of T cells, reprogrammed into an army aimed for my own mutation. Can you imagine that? It's a living drug. My own T cell is now programmed to kill my cancer. Now, they drip that back into my body over a 3-day period. Right, they'd learn that you shouldn't dump all of it at once. It's a shock to the system, so they drop in 10%, then they drop in 30, then they drop in the remaining 60. Half the people can't tolerate that final 60. They just, it's too much. Now some of them do well, but you do better if you can tolerate it all. I luckily tolerated it all. Now, here's the next thing they wait for. Goody, goody, Frank, you're on the road. Now, do I develop a fever? In fact, a raging fever of 103. Persistent fever.
I said, yeah, you didn't do that. You gave them, you're special. So it took.
I'm special. I drove them nuts. I went for the first 9 days after the final drip, okay? 9 days. No fever. So Carol and I are wandering around Philly, and we're having a great day. Have you ever had Montreal rub? It's a kind of barbecue. It's delicious.
In Philly?
Yeah, delicious.
Montreal rub.
In Philly? Yeah.
Who would have thought?
There's a Roman-style pizza in new store in town. That's delicious. And we had it was a little vacation in Philly. Meanwhile, my doctors are pulling their hair out. This kid isn't getting kid at 75. This kid isn't getting any fever. Well, comes day 10. Day 10, I run that 103 fever, and they hospitalize me, and I've had fever, as I say, 18 and less, next 19 days. So, okay, how am I doing? Did this work? And this is brand new this week, because they took a head-to-toe PET scan of me to see the tumors. That's the threat to me now is not the myeloma in my blood, in my stem cell. That's under control. What's the threat to me is these soft tumors, and I've got a bunch of them all over my body, and they're close to, if not on, vital organs. So those can't grow. If they grow, I'm in deep trouble here. But if they don't grow, I'm okay. And if they get smaller, I'm a happy guy. Well, guess what? The tumors have shrunk by one half to two thirds, and there are no new tumors. No new tumors, no new lesions on my bones, and the tumors that are there are about half the size, and in some cases, two thirds the size. The doctors are awfully happy. The next question is, besides when the fever is going to go away, the next question is, how durable is this phenomenon now for me? There's a theory, Jill, that I now have a residual army of T cell fighters that are just lurking, just waiting in the alleys for this BCMA camouflage guy to pop up again. And this time my T cells say, aha, BCMA, we know you. Boom, and they kill him, okay? That's the theory. My doctor actually told me, hey, no guarantees here, no guarantees here. My doctor actually told me that there's a chance that I could smolder like that for 25 years, that this residual army, this living drug, could control my specific cancer for the next 25 years. I'll settle for something less than 100 years old, frankly, if I could sign the deal today. Put the paper on my desk. I'll get right back to you. So that's where I am. Jill, I have no medicine at this point. They want to see me once a month. They'll observe me very closely. And the only, if I'm going to complain about something, I'll complain about the fevers, which haven't gone away, but they're probably a good sign that my T cells are still killing off these tumors. Remember, I got an awful lot of them there, and there's more to go.
So before the T cell army is waiting in the alleys to
jump them. They're gonna jump them.
They haven't finished clearing. It's possible that because of the continuing fevers, they haven't finished, shall we say, clearing the area yet.
No, they haven't. I mean, and there's no question about that. I could. What's the best possible thing that could have the doctor could have said? The doctor could have said, you do not have tumors any longer. Your T cells got rid of all of them. No, he said they got rid of half to two thirds of them. So there's still more tumors there with cancerous tumors for my T cells to attack. So here's yesterday, Jill, just to give you an idea of what I'm going through. In a fever state, I have to say. So I'm home at about 4:30. I'm watching TV. I fall asleep. I wake up at 7:30, and I ask Carol whether it's the day or the night.
This must be great for her. She must be thrilled to bits with this.
It turns out, well, guess what? It's the day. So I say, look, I'm just so tired. So I went to bed and woke up at 1:30 in the morning. Now it's 1:30 in the morning, and I'm on my own. And I got dressed, and I walked around Philly.
Did you leave a note?
Near the hotel. Carol knew I was wandering around. This Philly is asleep. I have to tell you about Philly. Philly goes to sleep. I think the muggers go to sleep. Everybody goes to sleep.
Sort of like Lakeville.
You can't get a newspaper. You can't get a cup of coffee. You can't. There, nobody's walking a dog. Philly is asleep. I walked around till 3 a.m, then came back and got back in bed and woke up to do the show. That's my day so far. I am praying that I don't get a fever today. And what that would mean is that my own natural immune system now would be in balance with the killing of the tumors, and I wouldn't get any more fevers, and I can sort of relax for a couple of days before we go back to New York. But we will see, Jill. I will, I can give you a ring at about 2:30 in the morning tomorrow. I'll tell you where I am.
Absolutely. We may want that update. Hey, quick question. Are you supposed to go back to New York? Have you been released? Are you out of the trial now? I mean, other than
I have officially completed the active part of the trial. As I said, and they're not giving me any medicine at this point. They do want to see me in 30 days. That's part of the trial. They're not fearful enough of these fevers. They don't want me driving, but they're not fearful enough of these fevers to say, don't go back to New York. I want you to closer to home. So they're allowing me to go back to New York on Sunday, which is our plan. I'll be back here in a month to follow up on my bloods and see how I'm doing.
And that way, when you're walking around, at least at 3 a.m, you'll know that you can find a newspaper and talk to someone who's walking a dog.
That's true. I have never, no place goes to sleep like Philly. I'm telling you, no place. I mean, just not even Lakeville, Connecticut. Even Lakeville, Connecticut, there's a bird flying around or something. There's a cat crossing the street. What? You crazy cat, go home. I'm the only animal out there at 3 a.m. I can guarantee you that.
Thank you, Frank. And congratulations. So we are just couldn't be happier. Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now. And stay tuned. I believe we're going to have another installment. And meanwhile, if you're up in the middle of the night, you can figure out what the heck they're doing in Washington this week.
What in the world are they doing? Let me add one more word. I just want to thank everybody, your listeners, people who've listened to the podcast outside of the tri-state area, for all your prayers, all your good wishes. I thought I had a good chance when the pagans started to pray for me. I mean, everybody has been on my side and supporting me. And for Carol and for myself, I am just eternally grateful for the support. It meant and does mean a tremendous amount to us.